Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could join us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, Thursday was Thanksgiving, a national holiday that was officially commemorated in 1864 by President Abraham Lincoln. And we've been thanking God for all that He has done this past year, not just this past year, but as we mentioned earlier, this is our 40th year of ministry, and we certainly are thankful for that. But we are also thankful for many of you who have prayed for this ministry and supported us as well in what we are doing, which goes along with, I think, what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:4. What does he say there?
I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus.
And certainly we are very thankful for many people who have written us and told us that they need prayer or they just are praying for us. And we are very appreciative for all that you mean to us as our listeners and our subscribers. And today we wanted to finish out this week with some more of those emails that we have received. Some of them you might recognize from our newsletter because we do include as many as we possibly can in our newsletter. And we do appreciate those comments that you do send to us. So you might think, well, is it really worth it? Hey, if you want to encourage us, this is a good way to do it, let me tell you, because I am blessed when I read comments such as the ones that we've been reading this week. And so we wanted to finish out this week with a few more of the emails that we have received from some of our readers and some of our listeners.
This person wrote, I emailed you months ago about suggestions of materials to use in teaching a class on Mormonism in my local church. You did recommend Mormonism 101. I just wanted to report that 6 weeks into the class using this book, alongside answering Mormons' questions, the response and reception has been overwhelmingly enthusiastic and positive. There are even older folks who missed the class and contacted me about sending them the handouts and material used for that particular class because of others in the class talking about it. We even have people attending the church now because they originally were very curious about the class advertised online. I think these are helpful, important volumes for personal, classroom, and witnessing endeavors.
When he says that I recommended Mormonism 101, it sounds a little self-serving, doesn't it? Because Eric, you and I wrote Mormonism 101, but it does seem to fit a need that many Christians are looking for. I know when you and I volunteer at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore downtown, owned by Sandra Tanner, we get a lot of people asking us, well, what kind of book, if I was to read a book, what would help me on this? And of course, the next question that we like to ask them is, well, what are you looking for? Something on doctrine or something on history? Because that will really matter which book we like to recommend. And if it deals with the doctrinal aspects of Mormonism, how it compares with Christianity, we do recommend 101 because we wrote it specifically for that reason. Answering Mormons' questions that he also mentions here, I wrote that book many years ago in the 1980s. You and I revised it, but it's kind of like the sequel. Get a little knowledge of what the differences are, and now you can handle the questions that you will probably receive when talking to Latter-day Saints. So I think these two books really go hand in hand. We purposely had in mind making them practical for use in a group setting, such as what this individual is describing here. I'm excited when I hear comments like this. We certainly can't be everywhere to do this, though we certainly are available to teach in churches and such. But when we see people taking it upon themselves to want to educate within their own church body, certainly that encourages us as well.
We have leader guides on our website that you might want to use if you wanted to use this in a group setting. I know our book, Answering Mormons' Questions, also has questions at the end of each of the chapters to help you, as well as Mormonism 101. But the leader's guides will help you to have some ideas of how you could take an hour on a Sunday morning, Sunday school class, and maybe do that. And so if you go to, for the Mormonism 101 study guide, you can go to mrm.org/Mormonism 101 study guide with hyphens between each of the words.
Another one that we received has to do with the Temple Guide newspaper. This person writes, just got the new Temple Guide newspaper with your newsletter. It's sensational, the very model of how such a project should be done. Now, I should explain a little bit of the background. We revised a newspaper that we had been handing out at Temple Open Houses for many years. This goes back to 1993 when you and I produced an 8-page newspaper specifically for the opening of the San Diego Temple. After the San Diego Temple opened, we continued that idea with a modified newspaper. You, Eric, worked primarily on this new Temple Guide newspaper that would be used purposely for Temple Open Houses, where you like to go and be there for visitors going to these temple open houses, because in many of these areas, a lot of the visitors are not all LDS. Some of them are non-LDS who might be curious about these buildings, these very unique buildings that might be in their neighborhoods. And so we wanted to include a lot of information that has to do not only with this unique understanding of the Mormon temple, but also other doctrines as well. So in early 2019, you produced that, and we've been using it ever since, and we included it with one of our mailings of our newsletter.
I want to mention that this is a project we have been doing since 1993, as you said, with the 8-page newspaper. That was a little impractical. 8 pages is more expensive, but we have been producing, I don't know, 4 or 5 different varieties of this temple newspaper. I have been to 24 different open house events all over the United States, even one in England that you and I got a chance to go to a couple of decades ago. But I want to say that this one is probably the best one we have ever done. Thanks to Rich Stanford, who is the pastor over at the Mission Church in South Jordan. He was a graphic designer and he worked with me on this. There are articles from a variety of people, not just us, and we have on the very back, we have a list of the different ministries who help pay for this Temple Guide newspaper, but it's 4-color. It is very sharp. If you want to see it, you can go on to sacredorsecret.com, sacred or secret, one word, .com. That is the website. We will hold website signs when we go to different events because we don't always get to see very many people, and so we do the holding of the signs to be able to let people know that this newspaper is there. But we have a PDF. You can go and see what that paper is. This year, Bill, I had a chance to go to 3 different open house events in Tennessee, in North Carolina, and in Louisiana, and we handed out, in those 3 events, handed out over 6,000 newspapers, most of them being handed out on doorsteps of all of the homes in the surrounding area, because I feel it's important for people who live right there. Many of them could be Latter-day Saints, but also people who may not know very much. This newspaper, I think, can be very helpful in getting the information across to them that this is not the same as just another Christian denomination. And what happens in the temple is nothing that the Bible talks about. I mean, everything from baptisms for the dead, to the tokens, the handshakes that are being made inside there, the covenants that they make, marriages that take place not only for this life, but also for eternity, is according to Mormonism. It's just not found in the Bible. So that paper has been very valuable in the different events that I have participated in. We've had a chance to talk to people at their doorsteps when they ask what we're handing out. And I've had a chance to get into this past year over a dozen solid conversations at a doorstep and explaining to them why this is not a Christian organization using the information found in that paper. Another writer says this, I just wanted to say that your work was a big inspiration for me to witness to the LDS. Watching your discussions at the Manti Temple on YouTube were really influential. Your work on the gold plates was especially helpful.
And of course, he's talking about my replica gold plates that I would take to the Mormon Miracle Pageant every year. But you know, this encourages me, Eric, because that our work was an inspiration for this individual to want to witness to the LDS people. And we have found that a lot of Christians want to talk to their LDS counterparts, but many of them feel intimidated because they don't know what to say. So to hear that we had this kind of an influence on this individual, for them to take that step of boldness to start talking about this to people that they are concerned about, is certainly a huge personal encouragement to me, because that's what we want to do. That's always been a part of our mission, at Mormonism Research Ministry. Not only do we want to challenge Latter-day Saints on a one-on-one basis, but we also want to encourage the body of Christ to be able to challenge their LDS friends on a one-on-one basis. As I mentioned before, those of us at Mormonism Research Ministry just cannot be everywhere, so we need to multiply what we know and how we do certain things with individuals such as yourself, and hopefully we are doing it in a way that you will be affected like this individual and will feel confident to share the Christian faith with those who are members of the LDS Church.
Another person says this: I just wanted to thank you so much for all that you guys do. All your articles on Mormonism Research Ministry are so helpful. I also wanted to let you know that I have a great Bible study going on with one of my Mormon friends, and others are slowly joining in, which is very neat.
You know, it's interesting with this comment, Eric, is I know that I have talked with many Christians over this past year that say pretty much the same thing. They have been involving a lot of their Mormon friends and perhaps even neighbors, or might be even those from work, to Bible studies. I don't recall hearing a lot of that in the early years of MRM, but that is certainly something that seems to be changing, and I'm encouraged by that because, let's be serious, a lot of the people that we talk to who have left the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have done so because they have seen things in the New Testament that God has shown them to clearly contradict the message that they have been hearing from their church, especially their leaders or even their manuals. So to hear that more Christians are inviting their Mormon friends to these meetings is especially encouraging, especially when I hear that they're not afraid to talk about the controversial issues. They are not there just to say, well, it's nice that you believe this about that. They are actually challenging them to look carefully at what the Bible says that you know conflicts with what they believe. So this kind of an email certainly does encourage me. I hope that you have been encouraged by these past four shows that we have done, just reading some of the emails that we have received over the past year. There's certainly many more phone calls that we have received that we could talk about, but it's good to go back and to just see how MRM has had an effect on a lot of individuals. And again, we want to thank you, our listeners, you, our subscribers to our newsletter, for your encouraging comment. That we hope that you will feel encouraged to encourage us in such a manner, because it certainly does do that. We hope, again, that you will remember all that God has done for you as individuals, what God has been doing with His church, and also what the Lord has been doing through Mormonism Research Ministry.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When sharing your faith with a Latter-day Saint, it helps to know what their church has taught on several basic topics. For this reason, Mormonism Research Ministry has provided its Crash Course Mormonism. Crash Course Mormonism includes concise articles highlighting what LDS leaders and church manuals have taught on issues that will probably come up in a typical conversation. You can find these informative articles at CrashCourseMormonism.com. That's CrashCourseMormonism.com.